Evening. Good to see y'all. And those of us that are online too. If you would stand, if you can, we're going to start out by singing Celebrate Jesus.
Jesus.
down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad that I entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his wonderful name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Please welcome Pastor Steve.
Of us, I'm not gonna give the whole spiel. I'm gonna be easy on you, amen. All right. Our first, what is this? Our third Sunday night back? Is this our third one back? Yeah, the first couple were, you know, decent attended. We're kind of low today. That's all right. Maybe they had some bad Mexican food for lunch. I don't know. That may be holding them up, or bad Chinese food or something, or bad steak, I don't know. All right, very good. How many we got watching online with us? Uh-huh. Well, welcome you folks online. We're doing a little different. I'm down here on the floor, and that's okay, right? Amen, down here on the floor, and we'll make her work. Amen? All right, very good, very good. Prayer requests. Want to do some prayer requests? I know we got a lot of prayer needs, and all right, let's do this. Well, then they can't see me if I do that. Okay, all right. All right, well, okay, I'll do this. Is it okay if I sit on this? A lot of churches be like, man, you touch that Lord's Supper table, we'll shoot you. I can sit on it? It's okay, all right. All right, not being disrespectful. Elements aren't up here. All right, it's just a prop, just to prop me up for a sec. All right, prayer request. Prayer requests. All right, what do we got? Upraise, we'll take them. Amen. Amen, that was good news. You shared that with us Wednesday night. It's still okay now? Back to the therapy, yeah. Praise the Lord, amen. Pat's, this is a left ankle? Left hand ankle. Left hand ankle, okay. All right, that's a good praise. How was the prep for the granddaughter and her procedure? Did she make it through? Praise the Lord. Yeah, I do a, now this is going to sound weird, okay? It's going to sound weird, people watching online. I do what's called a low FODMAP, F-O-D. Okay, she knows what that is. Yeah. So I do that low FODMAP. Tell her that, you know, that has helped me with my issues with ulcerative, all that jazz. That kind of brings things into, it's amazing. There is sugar in everything. And, you know, things that you wouldn't think got sugar in it, got sugar in it. And everything got sugar in it. Yeah, a little bit. And so depending on your body, you know, your body can break down. And it all depends on your gut biome and the bacteria and all that stuff. So that's good that she's on that. That's great. Amen. That's a good praise. She's nothing found. What else? What else? Praises or prayer requests? Yeah, it's good to see Brother Marshall. He looked like he felt good. He looked like he was having a good day. Amen. Marshall Murray was in the house. Amen. What else? Yes. Okay. Yeah, sign up sheet. Get the sign up sheet going again. Has it been put out yet? We're going to try to get it out. Somebody going to do that? Okay. All right. Very good. All right, any other praises? Okay, well, let's think about some prayer requests then. We know we're praying for Bill Neal. We know we're praying for Brother Paul. Fred and Ann, their health. Fred and Ann. Jennifer Barnes has got a big test tonight, which if she passes it, puts her one more step closer to being a great. Student teaching in the fall, which means she'd be paid come Christmas, first of the year. Yeah, no pay. Jennifer, test, graduation. They actually have to pay to student teach. You got to pay to teach and not get paid. Yeah, it's part of your tuition, probably. Yeah, she's probably already paid or is paying it. Yeah. All right. This is a math test, timed. Okay. Shut-ins. All right, what else? Jerry Burrow. Burrow with COVID. Quite a few with COVID right now. Then we got Joe Olvera. Of course, Alita was telling me that he's finally out of the fever, so he's not running any fever. And he's had the vaccine, so he was one of those with a breakthrough infection. Joe Olvera, COVID. And then Taylor Loopy Holder's son. Taylor. And he's doing somewhat better. But Joe's struggling. Yeah. All right. Jerry Burrow. Jerry's struggling. Angie and Kenny with the cancer. Now, she's worse than him, right? Yeah. Okay. Huh. Okay. So, but they haven't put her on hospice yet. Okay. Okay. All right. What else? What else? Yes, sir. Yeah, man. They're going back. Teachers are going back. Like herding cats. You ever try to herd cats? It's impossible. Yeah. School year coming. Amen, amen. What else? Anything else? Yeah, man, that's a great praise. Yeah, 54 enrolled. Enrolled at school. Praise the Lord. All right. What else? What else? Anything else? Okay, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We thank you that we can intercede on behalf of others and lift these petitions and prayer requests up. But Lord, as before we come to you, Lord, we're thanking you that we have praises to praise you for. We always got a praise to give you for our salvation and for the fact that we have a relationship with you and that you've saved us and that your blood covers our sin. And Lord, we're sealed for the day of redemption, headed for the day of glory, Father God. We look so forward to it. We praise you and thank you for this life here. But we know there's another life, a better life, waiting on the other side of all this. So, Lord, we praise you and thank you for that. Lord, as we come to you, we praise you that Pat's, this left-hand ankle, Lord, that she's had all this surgery and prosthetic put in and all this stuff. And, Lord, we're just thankful that it's still okay and that just perhaps was a strain, over-therapied. And, Lord, we just pray that she's able to withstand the boot another week and then get back to rehabbing that thing. And, Lord, coming back to full health down there in that left-hand ankle, Lord. We lift up Caitlin to you. We're thankful, Lord, there was no serious issues or disease found with her procedure. And, Lord, we just pray you might give her wisdom and guidance on how to best choose what to put in her body on a daily basis to help with these symptoms that she's having. Lord, we're thankful for Marshall Murray and Peggy and Marshall and what they mean to our church, Lord, and just sweet folks. And we're thankful for Brother Marshall being able to attend here this morning and be with us in attendance. It was good to see his smiling face. And, Lord, we're thankful always for visitors. Lord, we pray that you'd continue to send visitors. And, Lord, send folks that are called here, Lord. Plenty of consumers out there looking for the next best thing as far as church. But Lord, we're asking for called folks to come partner here with us, bring their gifts and their talents, and Lord, just be a part of New Hope Baptist Church. And Lord, keep this thing going until you rapture the church. Lord, we pray you just continue to add to your church. Pray we'd be good stewards of the people that you send us and their talents and everything, Lord. But Father God, we're thankful for the visitors, and we just praise you for it. Lord, we are blessed beyond measure when we think about the ministry of the school, the ministry of this church. And Lord, we're thankful for the 54 that are enrolled. We pray that each and every one of those 54 get to start that first day and stay with us the whole year. And Lord, we pray that even as school gets close to starting, that we might see 60 enrolled. What an incredible blessing that would be to see 60 students back at New Hope Christian School. And then, Lord, from 60, we just, you know, would ask for 80. And then, Lord, when we get 80, it's just on like gangbusters. But, Lord, we know you're working, and we know you're leading, and we know you're guiding, and we know that you're blessing, and we just praise you and thank you for that. Lord, as we lift up these requests. We lift up Brother Bill and Brother Paul and Fred and Ann, Lord. And Lord, we're dealing with cancer here, and we're dealing with health issues for Fred and Ann. And Lord, we just pray you touch bodies and you bring healing. And Lord, we continue to pray for Brother Paul that you keep him healthy and strengthened up. Lord, get him ready for this lung surgery he's going to have. And we do pray, as I've been trying to pray every day, Lord, that the cancer would be a non-issue, that they get ready to go in and there's nothing to go in and get. And Lord, that would be a miracle. And we know you're the God of miracles, the God of healing. And you can touch these old bodies and make that kind of stuff happen, and Lord. And so we're not afraid to ask for that. In fact, we ask for that with boldness and with confidence. We also ask for your perfect will in Brother Paul's life. We know he'll receive your perfect will, whatever it be. But we pray your perfect will might be a miracle in his life and in this part of his body. And for Bill Neal as well, Lord, we pray for a miracle of healing for him. That, Lord, the cancer in his throat and the cancer in his lung would shrink. And that, Lord, as he recovers from having this tracheotomy, that, Lord, he doesn't even get to take these Keytruda immunotherapy treatments because the cancer is just already reversing itself and shrinking and coming a non-issue even in his body. Lord, we lift up Miss Jennifer to you tonight. We pray for this this career that you've called her to and that you led her into and wants to be a public school teacher, and that's a huge ministry and a huge undertaking. And Lord, we're praying tonight for this math test that she needs to pass to graduate and to be ready to student teach in the fall. We pray you just give her great peace, that you calm any anxiety, that, Lord, she just prepares like it all depends upon you, on herself. And then, Lord, she prays like it all depends upon you. And, Lord, we're praying for her. We're in agreement with her in prayer that she, Lord, passes this thing, that she gets through it. And, Lord, we just pray for a good test environment tonight, a quiet house, just a calm place that she can be and take this math test. We pray for great results in that. Lord, we do lift up our shut-ins to you tonight. We're thankful for these folks that love the church, that watch the church, that pray for the church, that support the church financially, can't be here physically, but Lord, in every other way, they're part of this body. We're thankful for them. We pray you help them, keep them encouraged, Lord, and just love them through the night times and love them through the lonely times, and Lord, just love them through when they're feeling a little down because they want to go places and be places, but they just can't do it. Lord, we lift these shut-ins up to you tonight. Lord, these folks with COVID, we lift them up to you tonight. Jerry and Joe and Loopy Holder's son, Taylor. Lord, we pray in a special prayer for Jerry that he's able to get off this vent and that his lungs would come back full force and that, God, he would be strengthened in his body. And, Lord, he would just be healed up and he'd get through this COVID stuff. Come out on the other side of it, Lord. We lift Jerry up to you. We're thankful that Joe is doing better. And, Lord, because of that vaccine, he didn't have quite as bad a case. And so, Lord, we're thankful that he's finally made the turn and that Taylor's doing better, Lord. We're thankful his young body, strapping young man, he's able to shake this off and get better. And, Lord, we just pray that all three of them, Taylor, Joe, and Jerry, Lord, they would just come through this on the other side and be better for it. Have the antibodies and be ready to go. Lord, we lift up Angie and Kenny to you tonight with this cancer. We do pray for Angie as she is much worse with her cancer than Kenny. Lord, we're just praying for peace. We're praying for pain-free. We're praying for good care. We're praying for, Lord, just day by day. We're praying that, Lord, you give her the grace and the mercy to go through this valley of the shadow of death that she's in. And Lord, again, you are the God of healing, and miracles do not cease. And so, Lord, if it is your will to touch our body and to bring an amazing breakthrough, Lord, we pray you might put that on her. And Kenny as well, Lord, give him the strength to support his wife, love his wife, be there for his wife in the midst of his own sickness, Lord. We pray you touch that couple. Bring them through it. Strengthen them, Lord. Undergird them. Give them what they need as they go through this together. And then, Lord, we We pray for our teachers next door. We pray for all teachers, Lord. Many of them are getting ready to start their in-service here in the next couple days. And, Lord, then school will start in middle of August, end of August. And, Lord, we just pray that they're ready, they're healthy, they're rested. Lord, they got their mind centered where it needs to be centered, and they're just ready to go. I do pray for those Christian teachers, certainly those next door in our school, but, Lord, other Christian teachers that are in the public school setting. I pray you give these folks a bold witness. Got to be careful how they do it, Lord, but I pray you give them a bold witness as they meet their classes and, Lord, start that new year with these kids this coming school year. Thank you for Christian teachers, Lord. Thank you for Christian school next door, but we're thankful for Christian teachers as well. And then, Lord, we pray for the kids. We pray that they'd be ready, prepared to learn and to go and to grow. And, Lord, we pray it would be a blessed year all the way around. We pray that, Lord, come October, this Delta variant business is starting to wane and get behind us as a country. And, Lord, we can hopefully begin to see the nation and the world start to come out of this pandemic business that we've been in for, it seems like, a long, long time now. Lord, we're thankful for your word tonight. We pray that you speak to us through it. And, Lord, we just give you the praise and the glory for being counted worthy. Thank you for calling us unto salvation. And, Lord, thank you for the grace and the faith. Thank you for making us the way you made us, to keep you right here in the center of us in this thing called salvation. We praise you and love you for that. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. All right, if you have a copy of God's Word, we're in Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. I'll invite you to stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God. Revelation 13, 16, 17. Yes, yes? Yeah? Chapter 13, and then verses 16, 17, and 18. Just three verses tonight we're going to try to take a stab at. You got it? Revelation 13, verse 16. And he causes all the small, those of you watching with us online, 13, 16 through 18. And he causes all the small and the great and the rich and the poor and the free men and the slaves to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. And he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For the number is that of a man, and his number is, you say it, 666. Thank you for standing in honor of the reading of the Word of God, and may he add his tremendous blessing to it. Now, as we begin this passage this evening, going over these three verses, this is probably the passage, this is probably the snippet of Revelation that most associate the tribulation in the book of Revelation with. Now, for some of us here this evening, this will kind of date you, but for some of us here this evening, perhaps even watching with us online, for some of us here this evening, there was a movie. Not so much perhaps the preaching of the word that has probably shaped our ideology and interpretation of this passage. Do you remember the name of the movie and the release date? We're talking 70s, man, early 70s. Do you remember the movie? Did y'all not see that movie back in the day? No, it wasn't Lucifer. It was big time back in the... I saw it in the late 70s, but it was big time when it came out. The name of the movie is A Thief in the Night. Google that when you get home, A Thief in the Night. Release date, 1972. I was going to give a Sonic gift card for whoever got that. Right? You weren't born yet? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah, Brother John was around. Well, the number which is made infamous in that movie and other end-time prophecy movies, such as the Left Behind series. Anybody see the Left Behind series? Some of you have seen those. Yeah. Is none other. You said the number, 666, right? 666, 666. Well, there's nothing new here, okay? Nothing new. This number has been an infamous number for a long, long time. For a long, long time. In fact, you can go all the way back to the second and third centuries. Go all the way back to the second and third centuries. The time of Irenaeus. Who was Irenaeus? He was the bishop of Lyons. And you will even see, he was a great historian, you can even see there in that time frame that people were trying to decipher this number as to come up with the name of the Antichrist. They've been doing it a long, long time. I said the number was an infamous number. Now, in my own immediate family's history, speaking for me and my wife, we have always been on point. We've been very situationally aware. We've been very cognizant of what our and our kids' phone numbers would be. You know, as each of the kids has come to age and we've added a new phone line and they've gotten a new phone for the first time, kind of a rite of passage now in this culture that we're living in. Anything that resembled or could be confused to read 666 in my kid's phone number, hey, we ain't doing that, right? I mean, we would quickly protest if that were to come up, right, in trying to add a new line. We would quickly talk to the service agent and say, we don't want that number. Hit that enter button again on that computer and flash a new number up there. And we'll talk about that number. In the same way, we've been very diligent to make sure the license plates on all the cars we've ever driven, right? And I mean, when everybody's home now, it looks like a used car lot at my house, right? I mean, we've been cognizant and on point to make sure that none of our license plates resemble this number, 666. Now, I doubt we would ever live in a place that had this number and the address of the property. We would never stay at an Airbnb that had the address, that had this number and the address of the property. Make sense to you? Now, speaking of our culture, you know, the time we live in, 2021, I just don't know in this day and time if folks are anxious of the number of the beast any longer. I just don't know that. I mean, I live in a sheltered world. As I've already said, I'm not comfortable with the number. I mean, I hear the number, and it gives me the chills, right? 666. But I'm a pastor of a local church, right? I'm in the Word every day. And some could call me, well, you know, Pastor Steve, you're a little biased. You know, you're a little oversensitive to this number, 666. Okay, well, I get it. But for Joe and Jill Public, out there today, I just do not have a sense if people any longer recognize this number as being evil. I just don't know. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know if they have any opinion on this number at all. So I'm asking you, you're out there, what do you guys think? You don't want no part of it, but what about people you know? You don't think they would either. Brother Marco, what about you and the youth then? Negative. Yeah. Outstanding. You know, that was a witnessing moment for that customer service agent. No. That ain't happening. Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, right. Yeah, man, something's going on here. I mean, do y'all get a sense that people recoil at that number? This customer service agent didn't know what that number meant. I think, you know, the further we get into the end times, right? And so the further we go down the road here, getting closer to, you know, the tribulation and stuff, I think there's a level of biblical illiteracy in our culture. They just don't know. They don't care to know. They're not going to know, you know, unless somebody tells them. But for me, it bothers me. Does it bother you, 666? You don't care? You don't care about that number? Okay, man. right? Yeah.
Okay, but it is the number that bothers me.
Yeah.
I'm
number of the beast. Yeah.
Respected in this word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just an everyday worldly
$666.
You gonna throw it down in the ground? I'll take $666.
No, I'd add a dollar to it or take a dollar away.
But anyway, that's
you, I hear you.
I'm
not fearful of it. I'm just cautious about it. I don't want to be associated with that number because I know what that number means. Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't wear it on a T-shirt. Right. Yeah, it is a number. It's a number of man. Yeah, yeah. That's a bad sign. Yeah, that's kind of weird. I never heard that before. That's pretty something. Yeah, amen, man.
666. How
did this number come 666? Yeah, yeah. Well, as we dive into this passage this evening, please note, this study or this lesson is not to rile you up, all right? I'm not here to rile you up into overblown speculation. Now, we can have some friendly conversation, which is what we're kind of have, you know, friendly conversation to help solidify. This is all about solidifying the theological points in truth in your mind, but there's a danger, and we want to avoid that danger. There's a danger of going overboard with this stuff that we want to avoid, right? You can get to the point where you worship this eschatology. You don't want to do that. You get to the point where you try to figure this number out. You know, I mean, you spend hours, you obsess over it. Don't obsess over it, right? Right? For you see these verses that we're looking at. What did we say we were looking at? What were the verses? Well, you guys are paying attention. These verses are informative to us as to what is coming. This is what is coming. And these verses should serve as a warning to the lost. Amen? Or a warning that we, the church, communicate to the lost. So if you find yourself consumed in debating with others inside the church, or outside the church, for that matter, about who is this Antichrist, then you've totally missed the point of what John, the author of the Revelation, is trying to communicate. However, if the passage moves you, if it motivates you to witness to the lost, then good for you. Then praise the Lord, man. That's what it's for. Go tell them about Jesus with everything within you. Go tell, because time is running out. It is running out. Now, as we attempt to explain these verses, we will not learn everything that we would like to know, but we will attempt to learn what is revealed in the Word. And if you feel overwhelmed, just know that no Christian in this room needs to be afraid of the mark of the beast. Friend, we're going to be gone. Out, right? So I want to share with you this first point tonight as we think about what we're looking at here. I've got some time left. 666, the mark of the beast, 666, will be a mark that identifies loyalty. All right, it's about loyalty. Look at verse 16, chapter 13, or chapter, my page keeps turning. There it is. 13:16. And he causes all the small and the great and the rich and the poor and the free men and the slaves to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Now, we said we're going to have some friendly dialogue, or we're going to speculate, or you're going to speculate with Pastor Lee as we look at this. There's some speculation concerning what the mark of the beast might be. Some earlier theologians believed that a literal number, 666, or the name of the Antichrist, would be tattooed with ink on one's skin. Now, that was back in the day. As technology increased and computers and scanning technology came into being, some believed that the mark might be some sort of barcode system that is, again, tattooed into the skin. As time has gone by, a slight deviation from this thinking was that the barcode would be invisible to the naked eye, in that UV ink, ultraviolet ink, would be used for the tattoo. Now, again, I'm going to date some of us here, and I don't even know if they do this anymore, but those of us that are old enough, I'm 53, Brother Marco, you would fall in this, you would fall in this. Some of you might know what I'm talking about, but those of us that are old enough to remember may recall the stamp that you would get when you went to Six Flags Over Texas. Did they do that here in Houston? You wanted to go out to your car, you know, you couldn't afford the food. We could afford the season pass, but we couldn't afford the food. So we would go, we would get a temporary stamp. We would go to the parking lot. We would pull the ice chest out. We'd get the PB&Js, man, the bologna sandwiches, bologna cheese sandwiches, right? We would walk. They got a little big park. Now, I don't know what they had down here in Houston, but in Arlington, they had a little big park. A little big park in the middle of the parking lot. I don't know if it was for the workers or if it was for people that were too poor to afford the food, but that's where we would end up. they had a little bitty pond there. And to keep the kids out of the pond, you know what they put in it? They put that blue dye, right? So you got in that pond, man. They knew you'd been in it. So, I mean, the bunch of that blue dye. I don't know if it was sewer water or what. But anyway, we would always get to the edge, and my Aunt Barbara would be like, Stephen Ray, you stay away from that pond. Don't you get in that pond, boy. You know, and I'd be, man, I'm hot. I want to get in that water. That water was nasty. But anyway, you would get the stamp going out whenever lunch was over, right? You would walk back, and when it was time to go back in the park, you would put your hand under that light, and it would say re-entry or pass or whatever, right? As technology has improved, some thought, hey, man, it's going to be some kind of invisible UV light tattoo. You're not going to see it unless it's under the light, right? As technology has increased again, scientists have developed tiny microchips the size of grains of sand, all right? Tiny, right? These chips can carry all your information, all your medical and financial information, and they can be read with a simple scanner. The chips are so small. This is the chip shortage, right? Over in, I can't remember, it's Taiwan. Man, it's tiny, brother. These chips are so small. They've got to have machines that make them. They're so small the human eye can't get it. But they make it underneath a microscope, right? I mean, these machines do. And they put these in these little things. My cats, I think three of our cats have these chips. Or is it all four? They inject it underneath the skin with a needle. It's the size of a piece of rice. It's a chip. The vet. So if the cat gets lost and somebody picks the cat up, if the cat gets lost, would that be a bad thing? That would be a bad thing. And some, my wife knows, I got to tell this. Folks, I'm sorry, I got to tell this. My smallest cat is such a good cat. Pastor Lee, how good of a cat is she? Friend, when I opened the door this morning, I don't know how she got out. She was supposed to be in the garage last night because two of them sleep in the garage. She had killed, not a field mouse, not a little mouse. She had killed, Brother Marco, a rat. Yeah, that tail, the body was this big. I said, man, I looked at her, I said, how'd you carry that? That's half as big as you are. Because she's tiny. She don't even weigh 10 pounds. But anyway, they've got these chips. Your dog's probably got one. You don't think so? And so if the dog gets lost or whatever, or the pet, and they take it to the vet, or they take it to animal control, they take a scanner, and they can literally read the information, the number. They can read the number associated with that chip that's been injected in that pet. I don't think the dogs have it, do they? Just the cats, right? Now, what is probably coming within the next 5 to 10 years? What's probably coming within are chips, again, the size of rice that incorporate a GPS tracker. Okay? That's coming within the next 5 to 10 years. And I would say the military probably already has it. I would say it's already a done deal in somebody's military. Yeah, Brother John. That's right. That's right. You're talking exactly where I'm going. Right now, the technology still has these personal trackers, probably too big to inject under the skin. Though if you wanted one, if you just had to have one, they could make a tiny incision somewhere on your body, put it in, and probably one stitch. Yeah, probably one stitch, and after a few weeks, you wouldn't even know it was there. Right? Right? We can already be tracked by our phones, Brother John mentioned. Our vehicles have a tracking, our newer vehicles have a tracking GPS identifier in them. So really, if you're wearing your phone, they're tracking you. If you're in your car, your truck, they're tracking you. But really, your physical body, there's going to be the technology to physically track your individual body. That is coming in a matter of years, where your body, without your phone or without your car, your body can be identified where it's at by the GPS locating service satellites in the air if you're on the surface of this earth. Now, if you're under the earth, that's a different deal, right? And that's what I've talked about, how when we get in the tribulation and these people, these saved people, are not taking the mark, they're going underground. They're going underground, right? They're going to get out of sight. They're gonna hidey-hole it. They're gonna get out of dodge, right? Now, that's the speculation concerning what the mark of the beast might be. Let's speculate the commerce the mark provides. Now, you could really tell during this pandemic. Let's go back when we were still masking up and everybody was still really social distancing Everything was just a lot more emotionally charged, right? Businesses and governments and counties and everybody were just kind of locked down, right? And then things started to slowly open up. I remember back just a few months ago when I would go next door over here to Sonic, right, to order something. I would reach into my little plastic 8-ounce cup. I got a little plastic 8-ounce cup that I keep in my vehicle. And all my change goes in there, all my change. And so when I would order something next door or the kids would order something off the app, right, if I ordered something next door, I'd pay my credit card, right? If they order something off the app, it comes off my credit card, off mom's phone, right? And then we just pick it up. But I always try to do what? I always try to give a little gratuity, a little tip, always at least a dollar and change, right? I mean, just something. Brother, I can tell you, several months ago, I would reach in that cup, that little girl, that little young man would be standing at the side of my car, mouth and nose covered, wearing a mask. And if they could say it, they would say it, but their eyes said it. You know what their eyes were saying? Please, mister, don't give me that change. Please don't give me that change. I don't want that tip, man. Keep that change, right? Because they didn't want to what? They didn't want to touch money. This pandemic has made the use of plastic, has made the use of electronic money even more so, right? People have gotten away from cash purchases. Now, I've seen cash come out here in the last couple of months. I think people get more comfortable with it again. But, man, when we were in the midst of this pandemic, people were not touching it. I mean, you can put what? You don't even have to, Brother John was telling me this, you don't even have to do what? You didn't have to slide your card in the card reader anymore. Just tap it. You can put the information on your phone and just run your phone across it, right? It's amazing. In our culture today, we use plastic currency, we use debit, we use credit cards. You don't insert it, you just wave it. So whether we like it or not, and we've all got an opinion about it, or some of us may have two opinions about it, but whether you like it or not, we are headed toward a what? Cashless society. It's coming, cashless society. And without cash, what's the benefit for the government? Without cash, if it's all a cashless deal, if it's all kept on a computer, if it's all kept in a database, there's less likelihood that people could hide their income from a centralized government during the tribulation. I can track it, yeah. So, already, Let me find some wet here. Already, I got a little bit of time left. Already, how does our federal government know us? That's it, brother. By our Social Security number, right? By our Social Security number. Our own state government, how do they know us? Huh? Driver's license. That's exactly right. Driver's license number. Right? Sure. Sure. Right? That's right. Yeah. Number. Number. That's it. Whether you like it or not, you have been reduced to a what? Your number, right? Now, don't miss the contrast. Don't miss the beautiful contrast here. My Lord and Savior doesn't know me by a number. My God knows me by my name. Amen. If you'll look at Revelation, we'll go back to where we've already covered, but we'll look at this and then we'll close it out tonight, because I said I wasn't going to give you the whole deal. Just us few chickens here tonight. Revelation chapter 3. You got it? Revelation 3? Yes, yes. Look at verses 5 and 6 with me. Revelation 3, 5, and 6. It says, he who overcomes, Revelation 3, 5, and 6. Revelation 3, 5, and 6, those of you still with us online, he who overcomes will thus be clothed in a white garments, and I will not erase his name. Look at that. I will not erase his name. Doesn't say number, does it? I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his what? Not his number, his name. Before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Praise God, amen. Amen. Now I've been told, and you can check with Brother Jeremiah, he may know more about this than I, but I've been told that computers operate with a binary numbers system. Zero and ones, ones and zeros. Is that right, brother? Yeah, okay. Yeah. And zeros and ones are not what? They're not letters, are they? They're numbers, right? And letters in a computer get a number, right? It's all about numbers. It's combinations of numbers, which would lead one to believe that computers will be involved somehow, some way, in whatever system the Antichrist employs. So, we can safely say, based on the Word of God, that there will be a mark of the beast. However, we cannot know for sure exactly what the mark of the beast will be, other than it will be a name or the number of that name, right? We're going to leave it there. The main thing is to know, I'm not going to be where? I'm not going to be here. Yes, Brother John. Yeah. Hi. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's an identification of allegiance, right? Yeah. So who's our allegiance to? Jesus. That's right. Amen. Keep that, and that'll take you a long way. Jesus, man. Amen? Amen. Brother Paul, you want to close us with a word of prayer tonight, brother? Amen. Thank you, Brother Paul. You folks are dismissed. Have a great week. This coming week, man.